Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron here on bbsradio.com or on Station 1 tonight. I see lots of names in the fast chat already, and I'm writing your questions down, so we'll get to those in just a couple of minutes. We would love callers tonight if we have any new listeners particularly who have met Ron this month at either the Conscious Life Expo in L.A. a couple of weekends ago or the New Life Expo in New York this past weekend. So if you would like to call in, the phone numbers are listed under the Station 1 play button on the creation on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page. So if you're inside the US or Canada, there's a toll-free number that is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008, or you can try area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. Tomorrow, Ron is having his workshop at the TRA. Is it TRA, Ron? I've just blanked on the initials, the center in New York. Maybe you want to come on and talk quickly about that.
So, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I got to get up here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay. That's at the TRS Center, and it's 40 Exchange Place. So it's down kind of by the World Trade Center there on Wall Street, by Wall Street. Why they call it Wall Street, I don't know. Maybe there's a big wall there once upon a time. But anyway, that's where it's going to be. Their phone number, in case you need to know how to get there, but I'm sure all New Yorkers know all about Manhattan, but the phone number is 212-685-2848. 212-685-2848. And our workshop will be started at 6 o'clock and ended at 9:30. And it's a $60 donation for that. And we'll be going also to the Lightship like we normally would on Thursday, so we'll have a decloning process. And it's a lot of fun doing that during the conference calls. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I'm just going to jump in with the first question, Ron. We do have new listeners, you know what? I think I heard a beep, but let me just finish what I'm saying, and then we'll see if there's a caller on the line. If you are new, we do jump around a lot of different topics on the show, so please do write into the fast chat or call in if you need some basic background story to this, because there's a lot of topics that often get covered, and we jump in the deep end pretty fast. So do we have a caller on the line? Has somebody called in to the show?
Yes, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yes, Ron, what I've seen in a lot of different people is that they have shapeshifters in them, and they have a king and a queen type of shapeshifter in them that are in charge of that person. And if you say you'd like to talk to that person, they say, no, we're in charge of this person, not you. And they don't allow you to talk to this person necessarily because they're in charge. And they've got other accomplice shapeshifters that work with them that prevent certain communications from coming about too. And these are strange spirits in the people that are not letting other people respond to us in certain ways that we'd like for them to respond to us. And the shapeshifters, so they decided this, and this is basically what they're doing at this point, what I can see. And then when these people, they get upset, these cat eyes come about, these slits in their eyes, they look like cat eyes, those are the shapeshifters that look through their eyes. When they get upset, you can see them change their appearance. So that's all I had, unless you have a comment about that, Ron.
Okay, so how many of those have you seen in L.A. at the Expo? That's what the question was kind of about things maybe you saw or experienced there. So do you see any at the Expo there walking around, or anybody, you know, at any of the sessions that we had, or maybe coming out of the different lectures?
I, I've seen shapeshifters where a man was giving a reading to a lady, a long reading, and I saw two shapeshifters on each side of him, and they were promoting this reading, and he had three different subjects he was talking about that were entering into his consciousness from the two shapeshifters, and I suppose the third one inside of him or something. But I noticed them in that one individual. But recently I've noticed these in people that I know that are closer to me. I've noticed the reason why they can't always talk with us.
Yeah, not too many people have what we call shapeshifters in them, but they do look kind of weird sometimes as they, you know, bring themselves out to view our reality here, then they kind of hide back in. So that can be pretty disconcerting if you see one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many people have shapeshifters. I just don't know. I don't see them that often in people. I would say I probably see maybe one every couple of months or so for myself. They don't always look for them either, but the ones that are real obvious I can pick out pretty quickly.
They look really, I don't like to say this word, but they look really ugly. Their faces and all, they almost look like an ugly feature, almost like a fly. It looks very ugly with his features compared to a human being. But they have very ugly appearance and like antennas, and they have different ugly appearances sometimes.
Yep, that's correct. Okay, well, thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Larry. So Liz had typed in a question, Ron, as the show was getting off the ground there, in fact, right before we came on air, and so she's wondering if we can clear alien life forms out of our DNA, and of course you have clearings, seven generational clearings to get judgment and emotional issues out of our DNA that our ancestors stored before we were born and then have passed on to us. But what about alien life form energy? Is that in our DNA, and can we clear it?
Never was asked that question before. So are aliens in your DNA living? Well, they could attach to it maybe to get energy. I don't think they're dormant, you know, and coming forward for each lifetime, unless maybe they're in some type of incubation situation or dormant completely, and then they need to get energized, like an egg or something. Could be like a seed, maybe, as they get energized, but typically I would say probably not. But they could attach to you through the DNA in this lifetime to get energy. So for that, you know, remember the alien that created you, you know, everyone's created by some alien race and brought down here, and then they kind of stripped out some of our body intelligence in the DNA. And with that, they could possibly put in energy that would activate one of their particular own species. It could look like you, even, possibly, and use that to energize that. And you could have maybe, you know, an alien or even a shapeshifter. But remember, shapeshifters aren't always ones that have big snouts and weird-looking eyes and stuff. They could actually be a copy of you, like a clone replica of you. So they could possibly use the DNA to charge them up. But overall, the question I would say would probably be maybe not, okay?
Good.
So that's how I would probably answer that, because, God, it would be awful thinking that you have all these little seeds or eggs hanging into your DNA waiting to hatch, you know, kind of like apples
little
falling from a tree, you know? And then wake up someday and feel really weird. So typically I would say not, but it could be possible.
Okay. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
Yeah, so see what we could do for self-empowerment tonight. Maybe we could pull up, or maybe you could pull up. I guess we would be you. Maybe some of the clearings on the self-empowerment clearing or one of the bundles or something that would help to deal with that. And let's see here. Yeah, we'll try to, I don't want to scare any newbies off tonight here by going into shapeshifters or weird alien stuff, as we talk about that quite a bit, although it might fascinate some newcomers here. But I'd rather just have them understand that we're here to bring more energy into them from their spirit. And that's why you have clearings to get rid of the densities, the blockages that are connected inside of you through judgments and thoughts and the mind matrix energy. So remember, we have two energies. We have source energy, which does not judge. And then we have mind energy, and that's all that it does do is judge. That's the premise for having a mind. The mind energy, as it's connected to you, is to keep you in darkness and to judge the light. And that also holds you here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I just want to read one nice testimonial that Layden has typed in, who looks like was just at the last expo and went in the light infusion chamber. And Layden is saying, Ron, the light infusion chamber is just beyond fantastic. I feel like I'm transparent and not connected to anybody after light infusion. I notice I don't feel attached to my surroundings anymore. So I imagine there are quite a few people listening who were at either of the last two expos that Ron did this month and have experienced the light infusion chamber. And just in case you are not able to and did not do that, there is an online version of the light infusion chamber on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, LIGHTSHIP, creationlightship.com. So if you are reading all these testimonials and hearing people asking and talking about the light infusion chamber on the various radio shows, and you're not able to get to L.A. or New York to the expos and experience this, you can enjoy the benefits online. So Ron, I've pulled up the self-empowerment clearing. So, and I'm sorry, I forgot to mention at the top of the show that it is Wednesday, so it is self-empowerment night. So this clearing is very extensive, as those of you who have tried it out know. But for everybody that's new, it's a $50 clearing through Ron's website. You can use it 24/7 for 6 weeks for just $50. But it's also in the prosperity package bundle. For that same price, you get three other clearings. But I'll just talk about this one, this self-empowerment clearing one. So, Ron, do you want me to, let's see, there's a drop-down box once you get into the clearing and pop your name in that lists 38 different issues that could be disempowering you. And then there's a 39th option for other. So if there's something that you know is taking your power away and it's not on this list, you can drop that into the custom box there. And then that's the first part that you go to. And then the second section, what is causing my situation? So you've identified what's making you feel disempowered, and there are things like, I'll just read a few of them, feeling stuck and paralyzed, feeling unworthy, being victimized, being depressed, abused, disempowered, shame, and the list goes on. There's 38 of those. So then once you've chosen that, you go to the second drop-down box, what is causing my situation? And the things that you can click on, excuse me, are first one is my negative thoughts. The second one is people's, as in other people's negative thoughts. And then mind programs, alien mind control, and then spells, curses, hexes, websites that you may have visited, organizations that you may have been affiliated to and you're now courted to and they're draining your energy. If you don't know, there's unknown. And then if you know, but it's not on the list, there's also the others option, and there's a little box to write those in. So It's a really extensive, thorough clearing that you can kind of custom to yourself or just go through what's on here. I know when I first did it, I kind of went through pretty much everything on that list. And there's a timer when you scroll down, and you can change that to however many minutes you want. If you have a colossal issue that's been haunting you for a long, long time, you probably want to do this for many hours on your issue. So, Ron, what would you like to add to that? Do you want to do some samples, or you want to talk about how this works, this clearing?
Yeah. Some people that I've talked with, when we first put it up, they would look at it and say, well, I only kind of resonated to maybe a half a dozen or so of these here. And one person mentioned that one of the issues that they had, but they didn't really even know about it, was the one that they didn't even think they had. And then once they did the clearing, they figured they might as well do it, because they didn't have it, but they thought, well, just for convenience, they would do this one here because it's listed. They go, wow, I really have this issue, but I didn't really realize that it was that deeply ingrained in me. And some things become natural to people. So you may not even think you have something because you're already in it and you owned it already, and you don't realize that, you know, you're it, you know, that you're dealing with this issue, and once you clear it, you know it. That's the main thing about having all the clearings, is that you don't know what you don't know, and you may feel perfectly fine. Maybe listening to the show saying, yeah, nothing's wrong with me, I feel great. And then you get a clearing, you go, wow, how come I feel a little better? Another one, you go, why do I feel better from this? I felt great before. So you don't know what you don't know, and as you start having clearings, then the darkness is taken away that's suffocating you, and you're able to breathe a little better, we'll say, and your spirit comes into you, then all of a sudden you become a little more conscious, we'll say, with spirit energy, and maybe just the darkness is starting to be taken away from you, and your life gets better. That's the whole thing. So just know that these clearings make your life a little better for you. So, why don't you pick, are those numbered, those issues, Carrie?
Yeah.
Let's do number 14. What's on number 14?
Okay, let's have a look. 14 is unwanted, feeling unwanted, being unwanted.
Feeling unwanted, boy, okay. That'd be like being rejected, oh, I guess, here. So here we go. So unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that could even be, it can go a different direction, but here we go. This is for everybody listening here. And feeling unwanted, we'll do a clearing to help to release that energy from you. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do this again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So again, you may not even think you have an issue until you do a clearing and you feel better. And that's the way the clearings work. So this clearing I put up for people who somehow cannot get their act together. They try their best, but nothing seems to work. This goal is really good hand-in-hand with the psychic billboard clearing. We put it up because some people said, man, I just need to become more self-empowered to move on with my life, and I don't know what to do next. I tried everything, and this kind of gets you jump-started back into life again. And the clearings are, in a sense, like a Band-Aid clearing, what we have on the website. So in one sense, it's not going to clear everything out of your life, but it will get you, you know, jump-started enough instead of being having a, you know, your gas in your car on empty and you already drained it out, they'll give you like maybe a quarter of a tank of gas, we'll say. Enough to get you jump started so you can feel that you're worthy of yourself, and then other people will see that too. And then your psychic billboard, if you do that one along with it, after you do the clearings, then you should be able to maybe get another job or move on with your life, or the blockages that are making you feel uncomfortable, or maybe losing friends or not having friends or whatever your issues are. But this will get you jump-started back into the reality of life on this timeline. That's why it's put up. So, and it's 6 weeks to do it. You can do it quicker than that, but a lot of people really want to get in there and clean this stuff out as much as they can. What I would do is probably do every one of them once, and then if you need to repeat one over again, then pay some more attention to it. But and sometimes one issue might feel like you really needed it, and you clear it, and really it's another one that's attached to it that you really need to do. So, but that's why I'd probably do them all once. But if you do have an issue that's, you know, really pressing on you, then definitely do the timer longer. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I just wanted to, I pulled up the prosperity jumpstart that this self-empowerment clearing is included in for the same $50. So if you're going to spend the $50, you probably might do well getting the prosperity jumpstart and just run through those. And that also has with it the psychic billboard clearing, where we change what we are projecting out to the world. The prosperity empowerment clearing, which I guess basically that one, Ron, you better jump in because I'm not sure I ever get this right, but it unblocks or brings in the energy of prosperity, does it? I never quite know how to describe this one.
Well, yes, in a sense, yes, but no. What it does is it allows you to choose to open yourself up to what might be blocking your prosperity. So once that's released, then you're in free choice to choose if you want to say this name or to maybe, you know, bring in more prosperity. But you do have to do action. You can't just sit, you know, after you do the clearing, sit in your easy chair waiting to have the mailman give you $1,000 in the mail, you know.
Right.
You
right.
need to get out there to see people, because automatically your billboard, once you do the psychic billboard clearing, it will be transmitting different things. And you have to keep on declaring and understand that it's changing daily and people will respond to you differently. And you want to keep up on it because you want to see where they see you and how you are changing in their eyes. You may not even notice it yourself. And then from there, just keep changing it to a more positive way of looking at your life. Just think of climbing a hill and you're getting rid of hurdles. And at some point, you will see your goal in front of you, and then that's what you want to do. I was talking to a person a while back here, and this was kind of interesting. Their life was going pretty well. Then all of a sudden, they had a problem. I think they possibly had a business partner that did a whammy on them. I can't say that for sure, but we'll just say that that's what happened. And it could be one of these time-coded whammies that would come into effect maybe 6 months to a year later. Maybe they got some extra money to pay a practitioner overseas someplace to, or some other country, we'll just say, to do some psychic attack energies on it. And I said, gee, you know, maybe, and the person said, I feel fine, everything seems good, I've did clearings, did timeline crashes, and everybody just loves me and likes me. But I don't have any income coming in like I used to, because they're a practitioner doing different types of self-esteem workshops and things like this here. And I said, well, maybe your bank account has a psychic hit on it, and you may want to do that and change that, because maybe they're transmitting to your bank account that it doesn't need to have any more funds put into it. Or maybe the money just kind of it comes and goes. I have talked to people who have done the self-empowerment one, and they said, gee, Ron, I'm getting money coming in, but somehow I get it in, and my car breaks, or something happens that's really kind of weird. Well, that could be one of those attack energies coming to them. So they are, you know, making more than what they did before. They feel great about it, but somehow things happen, and the money just vanishes. And that could be somebody who actually attacked your bank account. Remember, they may have said, oh, you can only have $500 in your bank account, so when you get more than $500, and instantly, you know, they say you got $1,000 one day, and you put it in, and now you have $1,500, so somehow the energy works to give you a $1,000 bill or so from something that you have no explanation on, but now you got to pay it. So you may check that out and do a clearing on your bank account. So if you're in that situation, and it might just be good just to try it for a sample, you know, do the psychic billboard of this year. It's only $20 for the month. You may just put that down at your bank account now. You know, can have maybe an endless supply of money in it. And it's not limited. Remember, your mind may limit you. You know, what if you woke up one day and you looked at your bank account and you had the $500 and now it's at $5,000? What are you going to think happened? Okay? You would probably not believe it. And it could be a bank here, naturally, but, you know, at that moment, if you had, like, amnesia or something, you'd think you had $5,000 in there. Could you accept the $5,000? That's what I'm getting at. Can you accept to have more money? Because your psychic billboard may say, uh-oh, you can't have that much, and since you're in charge of your bank account by doing deposits, it may not allow you to have anything more than $500. So, by all means, do a clearing. What I would do is just put your, if you have a business, put your business name, you know, in the line. So we'll just see, you know, whatever that would be. And then maybe put your last three or four digits of your checking account or something like that. And check it every day. And, you know, you want to change it to the fact that you are prosperous, your bank account's unlimited, and this is going to reprogram everything for your bank account because you are attached to your bank account. It is you on the financial end of things. So another way of looking at it. So you may want to try that. And then also, if you think that somebody didn't give you a whammy, and it may be one of the people listening here that you know, has this problem where they used to make lots of money, they're in business, and just can't make ends meet because something's going on beyond your wildest control, then do the person sexist spell clearing, since you don't know what's happening, and do that clearing maybe on you and the bank account. If you know the person, maybe it was Uncle Harry who didn't like you, or a business partner, or your neighbor. You know, you see him at night, you know, shaking some beads or something in the window looking at you with an ugly face, you know, or frowning or something. Then put their name in and go into the dark side practitioner clearing and do that one also. So this may help some of you and see what happens. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I know we have some, we have a beep. Do we have a caller on the line? Or was that you, Ron, pressing a button, maybe?
I don't know. The cell phone here is not too user-friendly with buttons.
Oh, okay. Well, I know we have Kelsey, who is a new listener tonight, so I just wanted to welcome you, Kelsey. I think it was David was having trouble finding the Light Infusion Chamber clearing online, and I just went and checked how to pull it up, and I just put the word chamber in, and it comes up. So if you try that, I put Light Infusion, and some different clearings came up, but just the word chamber pulls it up. So hopefully you can find that now. Tina was asking if you would charge the light being, Ron, on the website.
Yeah, sure. So let's get everybody to bring up the light beam. You can go on the BBS page. We have Creation Lightship. And just scroll down a little ways, and you will be seeing the light being there. And I guess we'll bring in the male energies. Normally always bring in females, but we'll bring in the males this time. And I'll just start counting. I'll just use the word stronger. So look at the light beam. And you will see it change a little bit. Kind of blink your eyes off and on. And it'll become more three-dimensional. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Terry, we'll see how that works for people. And you could just allow the light beam to put peace into you. That's what it's for. Put some peace energy so you can feel calm and relaxed here. So back to you, Terry.
Okay. Making me yawn a little. Thank you. So, Liz is wondering if you could explain what the Lightship facial treatment is about. What does that do for us?
Get about 30 seconds here.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give out the phone numbers while you are getting back to us. So we would love to hear from any new listeners with questions. So the numbers are listed under the Station One Play button. So I'll just read those out one more time. Toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-627-6008. And then line four is area code 530-413-5011. And Cindy, I saw that you posted another number, and I know there was some changes going on with the call-in numbers, and I might be giving the wrong ones out. So if I am, if you would post the correct one in, I did see that you put a number up earlier, and I'm not sure if that's what that is. But if you would like to try those other numbers also, that's fine. Yeah. If you do call in and they don't work, then Cindy will type the other one up shortly. So are you back with us, Ron?
Yes, I'm back, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the facial I normally do in two sessions, 2 one-hour sessions. And normally I wait about, 3 days to a week apart. It's hard for me to say what's going to happen during the facial session. One lady had just miraculous stuff happening. It was, like, unbelievable. Her and her daughter a long, long time ago. She had her cheekbones repositioned on her face. Her hair was brought down maybe 3/7 inch because it was receding. She had her complexion changed. She had a problem with pigment on her skin. That was corrected. Her daughter had her ankle bones, they were falling down kind of on the back of where her heels are in a sense. They wanted to break her feet to give her an arch. That got corrected. And I think she was probably about 13. And they worked on her nose. And this is all in one session. A long, long time ago. So what I would say typically happens, and, what happens is when you go to the light ship, when I bring you up there, they will show you, in a sense, pictures of how you could look. And you select the different types of, or the different pictures that you would like them to attempt to do for yourself. And you're continuously saying, yes, I like this, no, I don't like that, and they're working with you. Down here, you're kind of like feeling your face change slightly, or maybe even a whole lot. A lot of people, when I do this, but I've done this on some of the 8-hour conference calls, I think, and other conference calls. Normally, when they do a facial, you're going to start feeling your face getting a little warmer. And a lot of times your skin becomes softer. You start glowing. Sometimes your pores sort of shrink. But everybody is different. And but you do feel better afterwards. You know, I can't guarantee it's going to make you look, you know, 50 years younger. But some people have had wonderful results. So for me, if you even get a, you know, like a 5 to 10% change in what you're requesting, and you do feel better, normally your face gets tightened up more. In fact, I'll do that right now for everybody. What we'll do is work around, and they can do jaw adjustments too. I've had that done, you know, I've had to do that myself with people, but we'll work with the skin that's maybe around your chin, underneath your chin, and maybe where your upper teeth would be on down, okay? So let's do this right now. This is a quick sample for people for a couple of minutes. But I can't make any claims. But normally you might start to feel your face getting warmer. And there is something happening. They put like a special gel and cream on your face that can take out toxins. So it's still hard to say how it's going to affect you, but you are on the light ship having this done right now, and you're talking with the light beams.
And we're doing stuff going to do
to
wow.
you. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. And maybe it's like Robin has had a clearing with that, possibly. Maybe, I don't know if she's had the actual facial. I can't remember, but, you know, what's written there is pretty nice. Yeah. You want to read that, Carrie, for people who don't have a fast chat up? Now, it still works. It'll take about 5 minutes here.
I'm going to refresh my fast chat to get it. Robin. Oh, yes. Okay. I noticed my bones were slightly adjusted in my face during a session on my face. Accented my facial tones, and I really liked it. Toned down wrinkles even more even, and it was very relaxing. Skin became more vibrant also. I can feel something happening to my tongue, too, and to the, like the skin of my gum.
Mm-hmm.
And around my nose skin, too. Wow. I don't think I have that clearing, so this is interesting.
I remember sometimes the clearing may work maybe better for people that have already had, like, the emotional clearing and a few other clearings, because you don't know if you're holding a lot of judgment, stored blockages in your skin on your face. So if you do have that, the clearing may not be as effective compared to people who've already had the clearings to release judgment out of your body. Remember, when you have a judgment, it's stored someplace. And if you see people that are maybe older and they're always frowning, that's probably where they're holding their stress and their tension in those muscles. So would a facial work for them? I would first highly recommend an emotional clearing. That will allow more room and space for the light beings to help a person, you know, with this particular clearing. Right now they're putting a white-looking gel on you, and it's pretty thick. It's like shaving cream almost. So, or we could say, yeah, it looks like shaving cream in a sense. We'll keep it real simple here, about an eighth of an inch thick here on you. And some people, they have a golden gel, same different types. Might be a different process to release some of the toxins here. And here we go. There. Okay, this session looks like it's over. So we're coming back from the light ship now. And it's like gray cream also from Shane. So there we go. So just see how your face is feeling. And this is kind of what they do during the facials. I can't guarantee, you know, you'll look like I said 20, 30 years younger or whatever, but your face will feel different. And I guess it depends on how much, how many clearings you've had as to where you're holding your judgment energies anyway, the blockages. So if it's in your face, you had a few clearings, this might be a great jump start for you to look and feel better. So back to you, Carrie. Maybe we'll get some comments. If somebody wants to call in, that'd be great. If they want to describe what they actually felt during the process, that'd be wonderful if somebody could do that.
Yeah, and Malu is asking, where do you go to do this? And I think he's asking about this clearing. So this and many of the ones that we've talked about are on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And Ron, do we need to do this one with you on the phone, the facial?
Normally, yes. So okay. You'd have to just give me an email, and I could set up a time, and I can take you to the Lightship then. And we don't need to be on the phone, and just give you a call back maybe in an hour. And I like to do two of these, mainly because the first one might just be like a once-over, and maybe the second one will actually do more work. I can't guarantee that, but I do want to do two of them for people. And the cost is $150. That's for both sessions. So saying it a different way, in a sense, it's $75 per session. So it's $150 total. I heard a beep there.
Yes, do we have a caller?
Hi, Ron. Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't get the name before. Is it Carrie?
Yes, Carrie. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. It's Kelsey.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Kelsey. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you guys? Actually, I did feel some tingling, so that was pretty nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm sorry, I'm getting an echo, so if there's a delay.
No worries, yeah, just jump on and we hear you great.
Okay. I've had a few psychic readings before, and I guess that's kind of started what my interest in spirituality and what that's all about and seeking the truth and whatnot. And one of my very first readings, he said that he was a healer. And so on my very first reading, I had, I guess, maybe an emotional healing done. I had a lot of emotional issues with regard to a family member, and so he was able to clear all that out. And the reason that I liked him, he talked about angels, God, and he also talked about demons. And so I don't know if I kind of wanted to get Ron's opinion on that. I did read about, like, the light of the darkness, so I have an understanding of that. But is that just his interpretation of what the aliens are?
Or? Yes. Yeah, that would be probably correct, yes. There's no source energy that will ever come to you. So, saying that a different way, a lot of people, to get business, will say they're channeling angels. So that's naturally a nice thing. It's acceptable by most people because they've heard about it. But the only angel energies that they would be channeling would be the light of the darkness angels. And they can give good information, you know, to help you out because they know the storyline of your life. Because the darkness gave you the storyline, and they're probably reading that. They can also do clearings and healings on people, and sometimes it could be actually faster than the light because they gave you the problem. Now, the light only works moment by moment and doesn't know darkness, for the darkness knows darkness completely. But when you do a clearing with the light of the darkness, they're still hooking you up to something else. Just exchanging maybe one alien race for another, and then from there you could have, you know, actually more problems. So that's how I perceive that. You'd probably be better off if you had a choice. I jokingly say this, but it's probably really true, is to find somebody who is channeling maybe somebody like a trash collector, an emotional body that's been here, because they've been through a lot of situations. And that entity, would know more about life here, typically than some angel that would be strictly from the darkness. So people do channel emotional bodies too. And okay. Sometimes people say, well, you have an angel on your shoulder, and that could actually be part of your spirit energy attempting to connect with you. But your spirit will not connect with you at all, you know, unless you're in your heart center. So you can never bring light to you at all unless you're in your heart center. Then you are in light. And then you're in peace.
Okay.
So that's the way a lot of these energies or people work. And they don't know the difference. And if they assume they're doing great work. You know, they probably got tapped on the shoulder at some time to do this. And whatever their belief system was or whatever they've heard about, or maybe they haven't heard about something, all of a sudden, you know, they get a tap on their shoulder and, maybe Archangel Michael or whatever, which would be from the light of the darkness, says, I want to do healing and channeling through you and get a group together, and I'll support what you're doing. And you think, well, this is wonderful. Well, it's just the light of the darkness coming to you. And the light doesn't do that whatsoever. So it's interesting, as I talk to people about this, their whole belief system gets shaken up. If they want to understand what I'm saying. If they don't understand and they don't want to listen, then that's okay too. Because the light doesn't judge anything, but you can never bring anything outside of yourself to you of light. But you can bring plenty of darkness and duality because that's what you're bringing.
Kelsey, do you understand what Ron means when he uses his phrase light of the darkness?
Yes, and in fact, I have seen all of his YouTube clips.
Okay,
so
great.
I'm very aware of. Yeah, it just took me a while to call in. But one more question: what he had mentioned was when I first did the reading. He said that my God cord was severed, and that I had like an army of demons around me. Which I can kind of understand. But he said that he reconnected my God cord. So I'm thinking that was a bad thing to do.
Ron?
Would that be correct?
He connected you with something. So, you know,
okay.
That would be. What I would do is, I'm thinking since it was a connection made that way to something that you know nothing about, but using the name God, that would typically be, that could fall under the heading of maybe a dark side practitioner. What I'm saying is some people, when I say that, they might think, oh, this person is from darkness. No, it's that these practitioners don't really know. They really believe they're doing humanity a great service by helping humanity. And they just don't know the difference yet. So you may want to go in there and release the energy that he gave you during that session. That's why I have that the dark side practitioner up, to get rid of energetic cords. And he connected a cord to you by making that connection. So that's what I would do, is do the dark side practitioner. Just put his name in. Nothing will happen to him. He'll just get more light. And by doing so, when that cord gets disconnected from him that he gave you, and then he'll get more light, and you'll definitely get disconnected from him and whatever he connected you to. So the whole thing is a win-win situation. Anybody else has any suggestions on the fast chat, that'd be good if you could type something in. But that's what I would probably first go to and do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you had your whole lifetime emotional clearing yet?
I have not. I did try the psychic billboard because I'm trying to get another job.
So okay.
I just purchased that.
Great.
And so I do have a question about that.
Yeah, you
have to go in every day.
Yeah. See how people respond to you, because they are going to respond to you differently. You may not notice it yourself because, you know, you're just viewing yourself, and as you change, you won't notice that you're different typically. But other people will.
You put in the same thing?
Find out what other people are resonating to you with. Just go in and kind of check out how they are responding to you each day. You know, you might see 20 people in a day. You know, just go to a grocery store or something and walk around with your shopping cart. And maybe at first people won't smile at you, then after that they might start to smile, which means that you're changing the energy around you. You know, so your vibration, probably the wrong word to use, the energy that you're emitting, which is not your vibration, but you could say it would be. But, you know, your spirit is always the same, but you're just getting more spirit energy. So you're getting rid of energies that the darkness is using to hold you down. So just see how people respond to you, and then reevaluate yourself and do another baby step forward and then try that again. And, you know, after a week or you know, so I don't think it'd be much more than a week typically for most people. You're going to see your life turning around by the way people are, you know, coming to you and affecting you. So, yeah, you want to stay on it.
Okay.
For the changes that people are doing to you and responding, you know, according to, you know, what you say or anything else. Because they're the main reason why you're doing it, because you want people to respond to you more in a positive way.
I will admit I was doing the law of attraction thing for a while. And it wasn't until a couple months ago that I saw your YouTube videos. And when I first saw your videos, I didn't even know what to think, because everything that I had just learned, read, and seen, you just completely flipped upside down. And until I just saw more of your YouTube clips, and what you were saying just started to make sense, and understanding the light of darkness and true light. So,
check out the Ascension panel that we did about a year ago at the Conscious Life Expo last October.
I have.
That one is very good. It's on YouTube, and also I think on the website. And it looks like our show is about ready to end here. So I'll have to let you go. But you can come on again and talk to me. Time flies, when you're having
fun.
We stopped time here, but it feels so great. But the clock keeps ticking. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelsey. Thanks for calling in. And we have two more shows this week, Friday and Saturday on Station 2. Same time, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. So lots of comments and questions we didn't get to tonight, so do roll those over to Friday or Saturday. And thanks, Ron, for the facial. That was really, really interesting. If any of you want to have that as a full clearing, just send Ron an email and set up an appointment, and you can get a full thorough one done. But thanks for that sample, Ron. So I guess we better say goodnight. So good night from me.
Okay, good night, everybody. Good night, Carrie. Thank you. And see you later, everybody.
Bye-bye. Night-night.
I'll leave the light being energized for the next hour. So, yeah, over an hour here coming up with light beam. So.
Oh, thank you.
Really just bring peace right into your room. So see you later, everyone. Blessings.